in case you have a problem.
Don't stop.
Try not to use any naughty words.
That's right. I can bleep those out, but I also like characters. So, just a few notes. Our newsletter came out, so if you aren't on our mailing list, do sign up and get it. You can also always get it on our website. And we have two other events coming up this month, September 13th, which is next Thursday at noon. We're having Ted Quinn's going to come and talk about his new book about PV firefighters. He's going to have a slideshow. We're going to have some of our objects out that relate to fire. And that's during the afternoon, so you bring your lunch next Thursday. Trails and Sales is our other big event. We have these out here, so take one and give it to your friends. We're going to do a trolley tour. It's going to loop here, the library, the historical society, and city hall. Obviously in order, not the way I just said. And it's going to keep rotating for 3 hours. You can get on and off and go to these sites, and it's going to be really fun, and it's free. So we're listed here, and there's a lot of other great events. So try to make those as well. I am taping, and I think that's all the news I have. So without further ado, Don is here. Kind enough to come and talk to us today about his experiences working in leather and how it influenced his writing and how it influenced just his general life and some other tidbits you're going to throw out.
Okay.
Thank you. Or whatever you want to do. Welcome.
Okay. I made a few notes because at my age, sometimes you have to refer to notes. And I'm going to give you just a little history. And you'll see if what you remember jives with this. You know what Peabody was first called? No. Peabody was first called Brooksby Village.
Oh, yeah. 1620. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
The area of Brooksby Village was settled about in 1633 within Salem. And that's where you get it. In 1752, Brooksby was set off from Salem and incorporated as part of Daniels.
Right.
In 1855, now we're flying, the community broke away from Danvers to become the town of South Danvers. And the name was changed on April 30th, 1866. To Peabody, and the city of Peabody was incorporated in 1916. Now, I got that off the web, so they better be right. Now, Peabody began as a farming community, but they had terrific water, well water, streams, and so forth, and they attracted a lot of mills. And a lot of these mills ran on water power. It became a major center of New England's leather industry, which lasted into the second half of the 20th century. In 1855, the leather industry became the chief industry of Peabody, Massachusetts. There were 27 tanneries and 24 currying establishments. Now, for currying establishments, that's just treatment of tanned hides in the final stage with oils and greases to make the leather flexible and water resistant, a little bit soft. In 1919 now, Peabody was the home of 91 tanneries and related factories. It was huge. And I think that's why it was easily recognized in those days as the largest leather city in the world. Okay. I was born in Peabody, May 18th, 1929. And as I've said often before, that makes me somewhere in my 30s.
Yep.
Nobody has to do the math. I did the math for you. My mother came to Peabody at the age of 3 years old in 1907. My father arrived when he was 10 years old in 1912.